Welcome to Masech Ashkalim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 6, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah begins. Ha'aymer, one who says, Harei alai aitzim, I accept upon myself to bring wood for the Mizbeach, for the altar. And the fellow didn't delineate exactly how much he plans on donating. Says the Mishnah, Lo yifches mishnei grizrin, he cannot give less than 2 pieces of wood. Levaina, if a person says he promises to donate frankincense to the Beis HaMikdash. Frankincense was brought usually with the Karban Mincha, the meal offering. He cannot give less than 1 fistful of Levona, frankincense, because that was the minimum amount that was brought with the Karban Mincha with a meal offering. Zav, if a person just says gold, but he doesn't specify how much. He's not allowed to give less than 1 dinar of Zav, which is 25 silver dinar. Continues the Mishnah. We saw in the previous Mishnah that Shisha l'nedava, 6 of the shofar, 6 of the boxes that were narrow on the top and wide at the bottom, were designated for nedava, for donations. Says the Mishnah, nedava mehoy oisiba, donations, what did they do with that money? Says the Mishnah, lochim ba'olos, they would purchase with this money animals to bring as a karban olos, a burnt offering. Habasar l'Hashem, the meat is burnt for Hashem, it's totally burned, that's why it's called an olam. Anam is be'ach on the altar. Ha'oros and the hides, la kohanim, they go to the kohanim. Says the Mishnah, Zeh midrash dorash yoyada kohen gadol. Yoyada kohen gadol learned out from the following pasuk. Yoyada kohen gadol was the kohen gadol during the days of Yehoash, the king. He said the following. The pasuk says, Asham hu, it's a Asham. Asham is a guilt offering. Ashom, Asham l'Hashem. A guilt offering he has offered to Hashem. So what does that mean? Asham hu seems that it's like every asham. A regular asham is eaten by the kohanim. But the end says, asham l'Hashem. It seems that it's an offering that's totally to Hashem. How do you reconcile that? Is it eaten by the kohanim? Or is it totally sacrificed for Hashem? Rather, this is what he explained. Ze'aklav, this is the rule of thumb. Kol shoba mishum chetu mishum ashma. Any money that's left over from karbanos that come for sins or for guilt. So a karban chatas, a sin offering, or a karban asham, a guilt offering. Yilakach ba'olos, you have to purchase with that money animals to be brought as an ola, as a burnt offering. And those burnt offerings, habasar l'Hashem, the actual meat is totally consumed on the Mizbeach for Hashem, via oros la'kohanim, but the hides go to the kohanim. Nimtzu comes out, shnei ksuvim kayam, that we're able to fulfill both aspects of this pasuk of this verse. Asham l'Hashem, the actual guilt offering is Hashem, speaking about the meat that's burnt on the Mizbeach. Yashem lekohanim, there's also something to the kohanim. That's talking about the oros, or the hide. The omer. And this explains actually the pasuk that is said in Melachim. Kesef asham, the money for the yashem. The kesef chatos, and the money for the sin offering. Lo yuva bais Hashem, should not be brought to the house of Hashem. Lekohanim yi, which should be given to the kohanim. Now clearly we can't explain this pasuk. Literally, one doesn't use the money that they've donated for sacrifices, and instead they give it to the kohanim. What do you mean? They have to purchase the kohanim, the karbanos, and they have to sacrifice them. Rather, what it means to say, if there's money left over from the money that they separated for an asham or a chatas to purchase the karbanos, they didn't use that just for the berakah bayis, for the actual expenses and upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, it was given to the kohanim, which means to say they would purchase olos nedava, they would purchase burnt offerings that were donated, and in that situation, the hides would go to the kohanim. Wishing you a beautiful day and a wonderful upcoming week.